A pasta and a water, please.
It's nearing lunch hour, and business is starting to pick up at the Bluegrass Food Blast as passersby and employees at nearby businesses wander toward the trucks. Carol Ludwig, who made the drive from her house, is just finishing up her chicken wings.
It's about time we jump on the bandwagon because it's great. It's economic, it's delicious.
Currently, Lexington doesn't allow food trucks on public property, but vendors here are hoping to change that. A council task force formed about a year ago is considering a pilot program that would give truck owners a chance to test the waters, but only between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. Sean Tibbetts, director of the Bluegrass Food Trucks Association and owner of Kluckenberger, is one of several vendors wearing a Free the Food Trucks shirt. He says the task force should consider giving businesses like his a wider window.
My market is the folks who got 15, 20 minutes for lunch, got to get back on a conference call, and if they didn't have us, there'd be no other option.
But some local brick-and-mortar restaurant owners are more wary of the proposal. They worry it might cut into their business at a time when the economy is still recovering. The itinerant merchant task force is set to discuss the issue further on Monday. Josh James, WUKY News.